What are some things that you might want this week to help you have a great day? They may say, we are out of spaghetti noodles and we need spaghetti noodles to make spaghetti or pasta or to make some type of craft. I think it's important that you're asking them and including them in their summer fun.
When summer boredom starts to set in, and it will, and the kids are beginning to get restless, it's time to find something new for them to do or try. But what? K-State Research and Extension has some ideas. In a series of publications called Suddenly in Charge, Extension Family and Consumer Science agents have created a resource that parents and caregivers can turn to for quick recipes and activities. On today's Sound Living, activities to keep kids active, entertained, and engaged. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The publications include activities and food and recipes. Tristan Cope, the Family and Consumer Science Agent for the Chisholm Trail District, also has some ideas such as backyard camping, DIY sidewalk chalk, and making healthy summertime drinks and snacks. Tristan, as we think about things to do this summer with some of the kiddos, there are a lot of things that come to mind, and we maybe at this point have already done a lot of those things. So what are maybe some other things that we should consider?
Summertime is one of my favorite to do different activities with your family or with those that you're caring for. Something that I found has been a great resource was actually developed by here at K-State Research and Extension, and this is called the Suddenly in Charge Publications. These publications are actually a series of 11 different resources and then two home safety or caregiver resources that gives you a whole lot of activities, snacks, and different recipes for the summer. It's a perfect thing to get you started.
What are some of the things that maybe we could do that we haven't really thought about in the past?
So some of these activities, they can range with the Suddenly in Charge. They range anywhere from water safety, which is perfect for the summer, to mental health, and even pet safety. One of my favorite activities, though, that comes from the mental health series. And this one is a perfect activity to do when it's a rainy day or even when it's super scorching hot out like what it is today. So this activity is called the Calm Down Jar. And the Calm Down Jar is magical for creating that summer essence when you can kind of sink down in right before you want to relax or hang out, maybe watch a movie. So the Calm Down Jar, it's super easy. You find a jar that you have. It might be a mason jar. It might be repurposing a pasta jar or a peanut butter jar. And you're going to fill that 3/4 the way up with water. Then you're going to add in some clear glue or some type of thick liquid. It could also be like corn syrup. That would be a good liquid to add as well. You're going to add in some fun things then. It might be some paint. It might be some glitter, some sequins. Maybe it's buttons. Whatever you have on hand in your house. And then you get to add in some color if you'd like. So a few drops of food coloring, if you don't use the paint, then all you're doing is gluing that bottle lid on or taping it on, and then you get to shake it. And then as the shimmers fade down from your glitter or your buttons fade down, that's your sense of calming that you get to experience. When all of those sink to the bottom is when you get to do your next activity maybe, or maybe it's a time that you can get up and go play. But it's a great activity for young children to do during the summertime.
Well, yeah, and then they have something that they can just look at all the time. You've got all the glitter. It's really kind of made its own little arts and crafts project.
Absolutely. And you can use it for so many different things too. Maybe it's your own timer for waiting for the food to cook or waiting to go out to the pool that day. So many uses for it.
Yeah, and really with just like you say, things you have around the house, so not a lot of expense associated with this either.
Absolutely. I am all about ways that you can use things that you have on hand, especially during the summertime when you're running from one activity to the next. Another really easy activity that you can do with young children or have it prep for them with things that you have on hand is actually making some DIY side chalk paint. And all this requires is some cornstarch, some water, and some liquid food coloring. And you're just going to mix equal parts of your cornstarch and water and whisk that together and then divide them into like a muffin tin or any type of little cups that you can put out there and then put some of your liquid food coloring in and you're ready to go. It's a great time for you to go outside and play and explore, or you could even do it on your driveway as well.
Because you can wash it off. Is that the idea?
Yes, absolutely, because you can wash it off that way.
Okay. One of the other ones I saw was backyard camping. What all is involved with that?
So a really fun activity that I grew up doing that's super affordable for families. It's also something that can create that lasting experience. Sometimes those are called your core memories when you're creating an experience that you remember for a lifetime. And that would be backyard camping. And one of my favorite ways to backyard camp is simply go and you take a tent and you set it up in your backyard. And then you get to create that camping experience in the evenings. It doesn't mean that you have to spend all night outside in the tent unless you're willing to do that, or you have some kiddos who feel they're really excited to stay outside by themselves. But you can also just have an evening in the tent. You can eat some supper out there together. You can read under the stars, read with a flashlight, and just kind of create that bonding experience together.
It's nice because, as you say, it is just in the backyard. So there's the safety if you've got young kiddos who can go and get in their own bed if they want later on. But it is a nice way to bond and kind of experience what it's like to really be on a camping trip.
Exactly. It is such a fun experience for them to do that. Something fun, too, would be if you did some type of special meal. Maybe you have the opportunity to have a fire in your backyard, a little backyard fire, and you can grill something, some hamburgers or hot dogs. But maybe you just have a special meal paired with it as well.
I'm thinking s'mores. You've got to have s'mores, right?
S'mores you have to have, absolutely.
A couple of other fun activities might be using some masking tape and just kind of making your own roadway.
Yes, absolutely. The masking tape freeways is one of my favorite activities to do with young children. This is quite simply letting them play and explore and build together. What you simply do is find some masking tape and then start creating lines all around your house. This could be lines that go up on the couch and then come back down across the floor, across the kitchen, and you make little miniature roads, a miniature freeway, if you will. Then you get to take all of your different toys that you have, whether it's Hot Wheels, big cars, little cars, trucks, and push them all across that freeway.
You can also use that freeway, too, just to kind of play games with, right? I'm thinking that you could probably use this to play what we used to call hopscotch or something like that. You could make some other activities out of that roadway.
You absolutely could. The possibilities with using that masking tape would be endless. It could even be kind of like a follow the leader or a Simon Says, where you would have to stay on course and then try to not fall off course. I think there could be a lot of activities and just your imaginary play that comes with that tape and that experience.
I know one of the things that my kids always enjoyed doing was grabbing what they could and building their own indoor fort.
Building forts is one of my favorite activities to do. I love the magic that happens when you put together your traditional fort. This could be, of course, with your chairs. Maybe it's with furniture. Maybe it's part of the bed and part of the table. And then just being able to put blankets over it. And then pillows all inside. You make it all cozy and comfy. You bring a lantern in there or a flashlight if you have one. Something I think that could be really fun too is even making constellations and being able to put little holes onto a piece of paper and then trying to shine them with the flashlight. The opportunities are endless there when you're looking at different things to make your pillow fort or your traditional fort exciting.
You mentioned reading books as one thing that you could do out in the tent, but again, that's something that you can do any time of the day. It's just a matter of sometimes reading your favorite book over and over, but there's an opportunity here to really expand what you're reading.
You absolutely can expand what you're reading, especially when you have a time where you're cozy and you're comfy and it's that intimate setting. Reading with young children is one of the most foundational things that you can do as a parent, or as a caregiver too, who would be watching young children during the summer. I think when you have those experiences, whether it's outside in a tent or under a tree during the summertime, or even inside during your pillow fort, I think those are a great time and place that you can have that magical moment and be really engaged in reading with your child.
We talked about s'mores as part of the camping trip, but there's probably some other more nutritional snacks and things that we could talk about. What are some of the food ideas that you have?
Something that I love to do and to introduce during the summer is making more of your cold food items. Because young children are going to be craving something cold. They go to the sweets is what they gravitate towards, or your popsicles. But you can also make that cold or that exciting thing by making a smoothie. Or maybe you're doing frozen pieces of fruit that you're able to then mix together and eat. On one of the Suddenly in Charge pages, we actually have a fruit cooler. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's fruit that's blended together, and it kind of makes a little bit of a smoothie for them. And that's one way that they can get in different nutrients, especially in the summer, having those vitamins and those fruits coming in will be really helpful for them.
I'm also thinking that this is an opportunity to maybe, if they're a little bit older, start talking about teaspoons and tablespoons and 4 ounces and 8 ounces and things like that. Some measurings, a little bit of math gets involved with this. Following a recipe is all part of this.
When you're in the kitchen during the summer, you can make all kinds of amazing things and also be working on a little bit of your school prep. So you're able to engage in that math and that understanding. You're looking at fractions. You're looking at what happens and what is the chemical process here that's happening between these two ingredients that we're mixing together. I think if you have the opportunity to be in the kitchen with a young child or have a caregiver in the kitchen with them, this is a time where they're home, they're in a space that's comfortable to them, and they're able to learn those different kitchen skills, like your knife cutting basics. And maybe it is learning about the fourth a cup versus a half a cup and how that would make a drastic difference in the taste of an ingredient. When you get to engage in cooking with young children, you get to kind of create their own magic. They get to choose the different items that's going into the recipe if there's an option for that. And then they get to taste their finished product. And you don't always get to have this time to do this during the school year. So the summer is a perfect time to be able to explore cooking.
In addition to doing activities, there's probably also a need to just have some downtime. Do we need to kind of plan out the day? I know that a lot of kids like a routine is what they have at school. They do certain things at certain times of the day. Do we try and follow that, or are we maybe a little bit more relaxed in the summertime?
I believe it's still important that we have routines during the summertime. Children, they thrive when they have a routine that is set. Now, it does not need to be as structured as what you would have during the school year. During the summer, there is time for you to have a little bit more downtime or flexibility within that schedule or within that routine, but still having your time where you're going to be waking up in the morning and then you're brushing teeth, and then these are the order of events that are happening within your day. That will be very helpful to keeping a child who's on track so they know what to expect on each day. I would even suggest having a calendar, especially for children who are older, so they know when their games would be or when their activities are happening. So they can expect, hey, I need to come back from the pool earlier today because I have a baseball game or I have this event happening. So being able to provide them with some type of routine that they're able to follow along with will also be beneficial for your summer as a whole.
The kiddos are probably going to hate me for asking this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do we recommend maybe in terms of screen time?
So in screen time, I know it's summer, but we still want to keep that to a minimum. When we're looking at that, especially for younger children, we want to have them have less screen time available as what you would for older children. But there's a lot of different things that we're still able to do and enjoy during the summertime that would not be having screens.
So some of that could be the reading that takes over, could be listening to music and dancing as well, right?
Absolutely. There are so many opportunities. You can make obstacle courses. You can do all kinds of different crafts and activities throughout the summer.
I would imagine if you ask the kids what they'd like to do, they can probably come up with some unique ideas on their own, too. So maybe giving them some input as to what you're going to do.
I think it's a fantastic idea to ask the children, especially when you're looking at a week, what are some things that you might want this week to help you have a great day? They may say, we are out of spaghetti noodles and we need spaghetti noodles to make spaghetti or pasta or to make some type of craft. I think it's important that you're asking them and including them in their summer fun.
This is a great series, and it sounds like something that would be really helpful for people who babysit and people who are actual caregivers. Where can they find all of that information?
So you can find the Suddenly In Charge publications by going to the KSRE bookstore and then searching for Suddenly In Charge.
That's Tristan Cope, the Family and Consumer Science Agent for the Chisholm Trail District, with ideas for keeping kids active, entertained, and engaged this summer. All of the Suddenly In Charge publications are available at county and district extension offices and online at bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.